TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for the audio described TV programmes for Saturday 5th of July to Friday 11th of July, compiled by Lisa and read by Diane. Daytime schedules are somewhat dominated by sport this week, but there is still a Saturday morning cookery programme to enjoy on BBC One at 11:30 when the Great Food Guys cook lobster with chilli and garlic. Over on BBC Two at 10 a.m. in Earth's Wildest Waters, six anglers fish in the mighty Mekong River. BBC One's coverage of Day 6 at Wimbledon runs from 12:20 p.m. to 4 p.m. or from 11 a.m. to 7:15 p.m. on BBC Two, with the added incentive of Claire Balding presenting. BBC One also has live coverage of Wales versus Netherlands in the Women's Euros from 4:15, and ITV One are showing England versus France at 7 p.m. if you want to support the Lionesses. Channel 4 offers nautical rather than sporting entertainment with Super Cruising, Life at Sea at 5:10 p.m, investigating life on board two luxury cruise ships, followed by The World's Biggest Cruise Ship at 6:10, when the icon of the seas sets sail from Miami on her maiden voyage around the Caribbean. How the other half live, eh? Channel 4 also provides movie action with The Day After Tomorrow at 7:40 p.m, a sci-fi disaster thriller starring Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal. This is followed at 10 p.m. by an intriguing-sounding documentary, Supersonic Charts, The Meteoric Rise of Oasis, the Manchester band who defined the Britpop era of the 1990s. Now for Sunday's options. A gentle start to Sunday morning on BBC Two at 7:35 with Life in a Cottage Garden with Carol Klein, as September brings the rich aromas of ripening fruit and wood smoke to Glebe Cottage. Wimbledon coverage starts at 12:25 p.m. on BBC One and goes right through until 10 p.m. That's a lot of tennis. BBC Two's coverage starts at 11 a.m. but switches to football at 4:30 with Norway versus Finland in the Women's Euros. Another interesting music documentary at 9 p.m. on BBC Two with Live Aid at 4:00 when rock and roll took on the world. ITV One offers classic movie action at 3:05 p.m. with Sean Connery as James Bond 007 in Thunderball. Then there's a remake of the classic western The Magnificent Seven at 10:35 p.m. This version stars Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Channel 4 have live coverage of the Formula One British Grand Prix from Silverstone from 1:30 p.m, then a little more variety in the evening with Kirsty and Phil's Brilliant Builds at 6:30 p.m, followed by Stacey Solomon's Renovation Rescue at 7 p.m. Then a brand new series at 8 p.m, Jimmy Doherty's Big Bear Rescue. Follow the farmer as he tries to relocate two polar bears from Sweden to his wildlife park in Suffolk. During the week, the regular soap opera schedule is slightly different to fit in around the tennis and the football, so there are no soaps on Monday. Tuesday has Emmerdale at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, it's EastEnders at 8 p.m. Thursday is EastEnders at 7 p.m, Emmerdale at 7:30 and Corrie at 9. Friday, it's EastEnders at 7, Emmerdale at 7:30 and Corrie at 8. Moving on to Monday, 7th of July. A classic daytime combo on BBC One with Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, followed by Bargain Hunt at 12:15, which this week comes from an antique centre near Exeter. Coverage of Day 8 of Wimbledon runs from 2 p.m. on BBC One through till 10 p.m. with a break at 6 for news and weather. BBC Two has coverage from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. when they switch to documentary mode with Heat Waves, The New Normal. Sarah Keith Lucas investigates how extreme heat is affecting daily life in Britain. Football fans have two matches today on ITV One in the Women's Euros. It's Spain versus Belgium at 4:15 and Portugal versus Italy at 7:15. So what are our non-sporty evening alternatives? BBC One has This Country at 11:10 p.m, a spoof documentary taking a wry look at young people in rural Britain, followed by a five-star late-night movie, Atonement. This period romantic drama starring Keira Knightley and James McAvoy starts at midnight. On BBC Two at 9 p.m, series two of crime drama Scrublands, Silver, continues. Over on Channel 4, catch Chateau DIY at 5 p.m, and at 8 p.m, there's Dover 24/7, Britain's busiest port, where major works are hampering the ferry terminal's operations. A new documentary, Shoot to Kill, Terror on the Tube, airs at 11:05, exploring the events surrounding the shooting of innocent electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes at a London Underground station in 2005. Now for Tuesday. It's Homes Under the Hammer and Bargain Hunt again from 11:15 on BBC One. And Wimbledon coverage starts at 2 p.m. today, or at 12 p.m. on BBC Two if you can't wait till 2. Today's women's Euro football matches are Germany versus Denmark at 4:30 on BBC Two and Poland versus Sweden on BBC One at 7:45. Staying with BBC One at 10:45, there's part one of Bad Nanny, in which a woman appears on TikTok posing as a terminally ill disability activist, winning the support of thousands. BBC Two has the concluding episode of Scrublands, Silver at 9 p.m, followed by Gentler Fare at 9:50 with the North York Moors A Wild Year, taking a look at moorland red grouse. ITV1 has the perennially popular Midsummer Murders at 8 p.m, when a killer strikes for real at a murder mystery weekend. Then at 10:45 in Long Lost Family, Davina McCall and Nikki Campbell meet two more people who are searching for their parents. There's more Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. on Channel 4, and fun for cake fans, that's most of us really, at 8 p.m. with Bake Off, The Professionals. Still on Channel 4, at 10 p.m, there's In the Footsteps of Killers with Amelia Fox and criminologist David Wilson investigating another unsolved murder case. It's Wednesday and Wimbledon trundles on from 2 p.m. on BBC One and 1 p.m. on BBC Two, but you can still catch Homes Under the Hammer on BBC One at 11:15. Today's Euros matches are England versus the Netherlands at 4:15 p.m. on BBC One, go Lionesses, and France v Wales over on ITV One at 7 p.m. BBC One has The Repair Shop at 9, a compilation episode featuring items relating to the Second World War. Then at 10:40, it's the concluding part of Bad Nanny. Over on BBC Two at 9, in Saving Lives at Sea, there's a race against time to rescue a fishing trawler that has foundered off the Isle of Wight. This is followed by Inside Number 9 at 10 p.m, the final episode of Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith's darkly comic anthology series. Channel 4 offers its usual midweek property theme at 8 p.m. with Can't Sell, Must Sell. Brother and sister property developers Stuart and Scarlett Douglas help two sets of desperate homeowners stuck with unsellable homes in West Sussex. This is followed at 9 p.m. by part one of a new documentary, Poisoned, Killer in the Post. Then a more light-hearted documentary at 10, The Trouble with Mr. Doodle, explores how artist Sam Cox bought a mansion and painted it white simply so that he could draw all over it. Now for Thursday. A treat for garden lovers at 8 a.m. on BBC Two when Adam Frost and Rachel Duthame visit the RHS Hampton Court Garden Festival in a special episode of Gardener's World. Then there's a special episode of Bargain Hunt on BBC One at 12:15 to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. It's Wimbledon again from 12:30 p.m. on BBC Two or from 2 p.m. on BBC One. Just the one football match today in the Women's Euros at 7:30 p.m. on BBC One. It'll be Finland versus Switzerland, with Gabby Logan presenting. BBC One also has a late-night movie, Marry Me, at 10:50pm, a romantic comedy starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. Over on BBC Two, it's part one of Earth's Great Rivers at 9pm, featuring the mighty Zambezi, Africa's wildest river. This is followed by The Gentle Charm of Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing at 10pm, in which Bob, Paul and Ted the dog have a sea fishing adventure off the Norfolk coast. More nautical fun on Channel 4 at 8pm with Super Cruising, Life at Sea, the second part of the documentary which follows life on luxury cruise ships as they carry holidaymakers across oceans. Then at 9pm it's the concluding part of Poisoned, Killer in the Post. Round off the evening in more light-hearted mode with Celebrity Gogglebox at 10 as famous folk appraise recent TV shows. And now on to Friday and the 12th day of Wimbledon, with coverage commencing at 12:30pm on BBC Two or 2pm on BBC One. Today's Euros football match is Italy versus Spain at 7:30pm on BBC One. The evening offering on BBC Two includes part two of Earth's Great Rivers at 9pm, featuring a voyage down the Danube, which has been described as the world's most international river. Interesting fact, it's fed by water from 19 different countries. Followed by Rev at 10pm, a charming comedy starring Tom Hollander as an inner-city vicar. Fans of classic horror movies will appreciate The Shining at 11pm, starring a very scary Jack Nicholson. The arguably less scary Noel Edmonds is on ITV1 at 9pm, in the final part of his Kiwi adventure. Channel 4 has more Chateau DIY at 5pm, with Julia on tenterhooks hosting her first wedding at Chateau Madupradi after 3 years of work. Then at 8pm it's Our Yorkshire Shop, a Victorian restoration, and there's excitement in Massam with just 1 week to go before the grand launch of the restored Victorian grocers Peacock and Verity. Staying with Channel 4, at 10pm in First Dates, preventer Fred Syria oversees a mixed night of personalities and pairings. And that concludes this week's Audio Described TV listings. Hopefully there is something of interest here for everyone, mixed in with all the sport.
TNF Soundings.